is there enough space in your mind and body to have a baby? Okay, and if there's not, we need to declutter to make space. The decluttering process most naturally balances hormones.
Hello everyone, welcome to Radically Loved Radio. I wanted to create a place where people can go to get inspired, get motivated, or find some clarity and get tools to create a radically loved life. I will do my best to provide information on a variety of subjects, including yoga, holistic health, life coaching, spirituality, meditation, and overall mindful living. Each episode will bring you some of the world's best spiritual leaders, entrepreneurs, yoga teachers, coaches, along with some of my closest friends, and we will talk about their life experiences and journeys to create something more out of their lives and how they continue to grow to make that happen. Thanks for listening. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Radically Loved Radio. I am joined by a very special guest today. She is an incredibly gifted fertility coach. In fact, she's my fertility coach, and I am so excited to have her on the show today. I've not talked about this openly on the podcast. I've written a couple of articles for Yoga Journal, and I've been on other people's podcasts talking about it, but I figured now is the time. And so I thought it would be a really great idea to bring an expert on the show, and she agreed to be on here. So everybody, let's welcome Tasha Blasi on the show.
Here's my pop track.
By the way, I've been saying this for weeks, and even people that listen to the podcast are like, just get a clap track already. Like,
somebody, I like your clap better.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, because I don't want to overwhelm people's ears, they're listening to this. So, first of all, I want to just, we'll take some time. I want you to just tell the listeners or viewers, if you're watching this on YouTube, a little bit about you, like your background and what you do. And I was very fortunate to have been connected to you through a friend / student of mine, Brittany, who is incredible. And I have to say, after the first conversation that you and I had, it really gave me so much respite. It created a whole new perspective on my own reproductive system. And it's truly been a huge, huge blessing to know that I have you in my corner on this journey. So, okay, that's enough. So go ahead. Go for
it. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it starts with, I did 10 rounds of IVF to have my two kids, and it was my husband's issue. I was young. I had absolutely no fertility issues. And so why, I'll watch my mouth. Why did
it take me? You can. And we curse on this all the time.
Why did it take me 10 rounds to have 200 children? Only two out of 10 rounds. So that led me to, what is happening with me? And I'm sure so many people can identify. I am a do-it-yourselfer. I like to do things my way because it's the best way to do things.
Right.
And it's the correct way to do things. I'm always open for suggestions, but when it comes down to it, if you want something done right, you do it yourself, right? This was the one thing where no matter how hard I tried, no matter how much time, energy, money I put into it, I could not be successful. And that really put me into even a more obsessive rabbit hole of trying to control this and figure it out. And oh my gosh, I mean, cut to, and so my son was round two, right? Because we always had to do it for my husband's sperm count. I said that. My son was round two, and I didn't consider that a difficult journey. I was a little like, my ego, definitely when the first time it didn't work, I'm 33, no issues, and it didn't work. I'm like, that was kind of a gut punch. But then the second time it worked, and I was like, oh, phew, But then it was going for number two, and I didn't even get a positive pregnancy test until the 10th round. So talk about like, what is even happening? Like, I can't even kind of get pregnant for a second. And I seemingly very easily got pregnant for the first. It was just such a mind fuck. It was just such a like, what is happening? And so that's when, you know, I was a biology and chemistry teacher for about a decade. And then I moved to New York. That's where I met my husband. And I was in corporate in New York City there. Very different. But my point is, I know a lot about biology and the body. I went through my 10 rounds and it was on that last round where I discovered, you know what? I know why this didn't work so easily. Because even if you think about, I shouldn't have had to go through 9 egg retrievals and 10 transfers. I should have had some banked embryos, but I didn't. Mm-hmm. So it was, I figured all that out by the end. I like have chills thinking about it because I always think, oh my gosh, if I knew then what I know now. But, and I just came up with, there are 4 things, really 3 keys to success. The 4th being support, somebody to just keep you on track.
Yeah.
And that's the right science or a biology, if you're trying naturally, a space, which it's not abstract. I'm very scientific, but space is there enough space in your mind and body to have a baby? Okay. And if there's not, we need to declutter. To make space, the decluttering process most naturally balances hormones, right? So it's creating space in your mind and body by most naturally balancing hormones and therefore making sure you're working efficiently. And then the 3rd thing is energy. At the cellular level, is there enough energy, not just to maintain? Right now, where most of us are just maintaining, we need to be in abundance to reproduce. So once I figured that out, then I started working with women years later, and then I perfected it. And right, you know, and what allowed me to perfect it, because everyone's like, why would I listen to you over a doctor, right? like, who the fuck do you think you are? But why I was able to perfect it is because I work with women all over the world. So I see the best practices of every clinic. And so often a clinic has a specific protocol. So I've seen protocols of 9 different countries, dozens of clinics, and you know, hundreds of women a year, multiple years later. That's how I am certain about my advice, because I've seen everything. And it's not that doctors, I know more than a doctor, it's that unless they've done it themselves and researched it for years themselves, and unless the lab, right, which is where all the money comes in, allows it, they can't do some things. And so that's where I became so focused on making sure every woman I work with has the perfect advice and perfect recommendations. I don't guarantee pregnancies. I don't say, you know, I have crazy high success rates, but I never say like, oh yeah, work with me and you'll definitely get pregnant. No, that's not up to me. That's not even up to you. You know, there's many people involved, including a child that gets to decide when and how he or she shows up. But what I do guarantee is absolutely no mistakes. Because there is always, with what you can control, there's always going to be things you can't. With what you can control, we don't make mistakes. So that's what I do.
Yeah. Oh, and I love that. And you worded that so eloquently, because I feel like, especially as women, I didn't learn. I mean, the stuff that I learned about my body while I've been on this process has been so mind blowing, because, you know, here I am, or when I started my journey, like I was 34. And I was just so shocked at the ignorance that I had with my own reproductive system. And I wasn't trying to like shame myself, and I'm not trying to shame anybody else, but I was just really surprised that I had no idea how my female reproductive system worked. Right. Like, these are all things that I had to learn along the way. And I had to learn about like FSH and AMH, and what are these things? These are hormones, right? These are reproductive hormones. Like, what, why are they important? What levels do they need? And what is normal?
And
what is
how, and how important are they? Because yeah, people give them a lot of credit. By the way, I just switched mics. Do I sound much smoother?
Yes. I saw you, fiddling about.
Yeah. Dildo in front of my face. What is going on here? I need to.
Did you just say a big dildo in front of
you? Yeah, I mean, look at this thing.
Oh my goodness. Oh, you know what? Actually, bring it closer to your, if you bring it closer to your mouth. So
I know if you bring it closer, but we're also on YouTube. That's fine. I'll do this. Oh, is this
fine? No, this it looks, better? No, look at mine. Mine's in front of my face this, too.
I know. And you have such a beautiful face. You should move the microphone out of your beautiful face.
I like it. I like hiding behind here. See this? This is good. Yeah, it actually sounds a lot better. Thank you for that.
Okay, good, good. Sorry, I didn't think of that before.
No. It's great. So yeah, like,
and you brought up a lot of, yeah. And you brought up a lot of great points. And I want to address that, but also then help you recover from that. So there are so many things that we think are normal or that we just don't know about our own systems. And that's okay. It's not our fault. It's not presented to us. And this is where I want to go to. I tell my clients all the time, you know, especially on that like initial call with me, well, I'll sit there and it's almost like, you know, I call it a blueprint. And I sit there and go, you know, this is what was done. This is what we need to fix. This is moving forward, you know, X, Y, Z. And it's seemingly very simple, but it is to me because I've done this forever, but nobody's a big dork like I am. And you shouldn't know what I know, right? Like be proud of yourself that you don't know what I know. But then they're like, oh my God, how did I not know that? Right? Like you, how did I not know that about my body and hormones?
Yeah.
And I say, why would you know that? Like,
yeah.
And okay, you're not a biology, you weren't a biology teacher for 10 years, right? But here's the thing. The only time I consider something a mistake is when you know about it and don't do something to move forward with mm-hmm. that information. That's mm-hmm. a mistake. Yeah. Otherwise, it's a lesson. And let me tell you, throughout my life, the best educations have been the most expensive. They have been painfully, emotionally, financially expensive. Those have always been the best lessons. So I can either sit there, and we all have them, definitely my fertility journey, but like life, sitting there going, oh, I can't believe I did that now, you know, or we can sit there going, I didn't know that at the time. So I did the best that I could, like for people in their journey, I researched the doctor to death and I got recommendations from my friends in OBGYNs and how was I supposed to know that doctor wouldn't be the best fit for my case? You're not, you know, so, but if you take that and just stay stuck and can't move forward from it, that's heartbreaking to me. Mm-hmm. But when people are able to see like, oh, that was painful. Oh God. And I'm able to say, okay. And now we know so much more to move forward with and you're yeah. in a great place. That's where it gets exciting and it shouldn't be as painful. So yeah. for you, you're learning stuff now, but don't fault yourself from not having a biology degree, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess you're right. Like, I guess that makes sense.
This episode is brought to you by Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of inspiring classes for creative and curious people like us. We get to explore new skills, deepen our existing passions, and get lost in the world of creativity. And I can't think of a better time than now to be able to do that. Now, I'm not saying we have to leave this quarantine having learned a new language or a new skill. What I'm saying is that now more than ever is an important time to connect with our creative community. Skillshare offers creative classes designed for real life and all the circumstances that come with it. It's always going to be the right time to stay inspired. It's always going to be the right time to be able to express yourself. And it's always going to be the right time to connect with a community of millions of like-minded people. Currently, I'm taking the Everyday Minimalism, Find Calm and Creativity in Living Simply, taught by Aaron Boyle. I've learned so much about creating a calm space. Now, for me, it's essential to create that space because I want my creativity to continue to flow easily and freely. And I love this about Skillshare. This is a membership with meaning. Skillshare believes in cultivating a strong community because they believe it's essential in times of hardship. So you're able to tap into the support of fellow creatives who are going to help provide encouragement, who are going to communicate with you, and are going to help continue to support your own inspiration and your own desires in creating something new. I think utilizing Skillshare as a way to practice mindfulness has been such a huge key for me and my own mental state, my own mental wellness, and I really hope that you find the same value in your own experience. So to continue to explore your creativity and get 2 months of premium membership at Skillshare, go to skillshare.com/loved, that's L-O-V-E-D, and you get 2 whole months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. So get started by joining today. Head over to skillshare.com/loved. And now back to our show. For the people that are listening to this, for women in particular and men too, you know, I know it's a really hard thing for men to deal with their spouses or partners, you know, when you're going through a fertility journey, if you've gone through having miscarriages, you know, if you haven't read a couple articles I've done for Yoga Journal, I've talked about this at length. I've written an extensive blog post about my entire journey. So if you're curious about my personal story, you can go onto my blog and I'll link it to this podcast so you can read about it. But you know, if you've experienced several miscarriages and you're just trying to figure out what to do and get in the right headspace, you know, you said something really key that I want to go back to, and it's about really decluttering your energy, your mind, and creating the space. And what I found is during my entire process, I never created that space, even though you said you have to, you know, I was like, I'm totally going to call myself out and I don't care. I'm on the phone to Tasha telling her like my whole process and what I'm going through and how upsetting it is to, you know, get pregnant and have miscarriages and the changes my body's going through and all these things. And why is this happening? And meanwhile, I'm on a phone in a store buying some supplies because I'm getting ready to go on an airplane that afternoon. Like, I'm in my sweaty gym clothes. Like, I'm trying to do all of the things. Meanwhile, in the back of my mind, I do feel this little thing saying like, you are literally living something that's creating stress right now. And what she is saying is, let's talk about maybe decluttering. Like, she wasn't even saying, oh, you need to stop, you know, because that was another thing that I felt really resistant to. And my friends would say this all the time and bless, you know, but everybody's like, well, how do you want to get pregnant if you're like traveling all the time, you're doing this, you're doing that, you just need to slow down. And part of me is like, no, I refuse to believe that I have to slow down. Like, I love my life. I love everything about my life. I love what I do. I'm happy. I don't feel stressed. Whether I'm stressed or not, that's a separate conversation. That'll be another podcast. But I think that in that moment, I realized something, and just even you saying it now, like that, I think is a huge realization for a lot of women, right? That's the biggest question to ask is like, how ready are you to do this? Right?
Yeah. And that's tricky because, you know, we all know crazy bitches that get pregnant, right? And so
totally, it's like, I mean, this shit happens all the time. Like, I mean, have friends, yeah, and my cousins. I'm like, dude, you guys are like 20. Like, how is this happen? Well, they're young, but it's like, I have other friends.
That's why.
One of my friends, she's like 43 and just had a one night stand, got pregnant. I'm totally just like, what?
So it's like, yes. So like for you, you don't want to change your life because you're trying to get pregnant, because I'm guarantee your life has already been changed. And it's like what I call IVF jail. Like, we all need to get out of IVF jail and have a fun, wonderful life, right? IVF jail is the worst. That being said, you know, you're laughing so hard. You like my IVF jail?
Yeah, that's really,
yeah, good. It's true, because, you know, I meet people and they're like, so I haven't had a carb since 19, you know,
person since 1982.
Yeah.
And I don't drink, and I don't drink coffee, and I don't, and I'm like, oh, it sounds horrible. Why would you do all that? And they're like, well, I read this book. All of my clients have read that same book. I'm not going to call it out. You've all read it. You know what it is. And you're all still working with me. So like, it's a good book and like, it's helpful, but it's not everything. So these people put themselves in IVF jail. They're miserable. Their partners hate them, right? At this point, they hate themselves. And I'm like,
right.
None of this is working. And guess what? It's like making you even more over the top. So for you, you don't want to hear that you need to slow down. And I doubt you need to slow down. You may need some hacks, right? You may need some strategies. You may need some recovery, better recoveries for energy, but you're not going to stop your life and travels, and you shouldn't. Okay. There are very few clients. I can only think of one that I said to her, well, then you can't have a baby. And that was to one person who said she works 90 hours a week, does not sleep. And she was in her 40s, because that matters. It's not like a conspiracy theory against millennials. It's how we recover, right? I used to, in college, get ready drinking like 3 beers. Like putting on makeup would be like 3 beers. Now I'm like, I'm dead if I drink 3 beers in a row. So she's in her 40s. She worked 90 hours a week. She did not sleep, and she was on call all night. So I was just like, okay, well, I can't help you. Because what she was saying to me was all of the major things that are going to get in the way. Oh, and she already, there was something about the science too. So science, space, energy. She was telling me, nope, can't change those. I said, okay, you know, I can't help you. She was the only person, but that is also a mindset thing of she absolutely could not put, she didn't, I mean, that's a choice at that point. She didn't really want to have a child or because of how she was prioritizing her health was not okay. And she's trying to have a baby in her 40s. Again, that's an energy thing. And her hormones were way whacked because of, trust me, like nobody comes to me like, oh my gosh, I'm so fertile and I can't wait to work with you because it's going to be so easy. Like I get a layup like once a year, right? So I always get really difficult cases. Nothing needs to be perfect. You can be any age. You can have as many messed up hormones as you want, but you also have to know, can you, you know, you also be willing to make a few minor changes that don't affect your life, don't take away what you love. I want to put back more things that you love. But the key is shifting it from fixing your fertility issues to fixing you. And so many times, like what I do is not about getting pregnant. Don't tell anybody I just said that. Like that's the aftermath of what I do with these women. It's let's make you happier. Let's make you healthier and better. So when people are like, I can't possibly do one more thing for my fertility journey, I'm like, good. Stop doing everything you're doing. First of all, it's not working, right? Yeah. And secondly, you're miserable. Stop it. Can you do things for yourself? Probably not either, right? If you're anything like me, we serve others, but we have a really hard time receiving. So it's really learning what needs to happen for me to be the best me, which ultimately will make me a better partner, which ultimately will make me such a better mother. And then of course, I'll more easily, quickly, because that's my goal, get pregnant.
That's so good. Thank you for that. That is so good.
This episode is brought to you by Green Chef. Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company that makes eating well easy and affordable with plants to fit every kind of lifestyle. Green Chef lets you choose from a wide array of easy to follow lifestyles with select organic ingredients, and the recipes are quick and easy with step-by-step instructions, chef tips, and photos to guide you along the way. There's something for everyone. With Green Chef, it's easy to eat well and discover new recipes every week that you'll love to cook. You can switch up your meal plan whenever you're ready to try something new. Green Chef is now owned by HelloFresh to offer a wider array of meal plans to choose from. There's something for everyone. I love being able to switch between the brands for when my tastes change and when I want to eat something a little bit different because it's not always consistent. Tori is a vegetarian and I am mostly vegan, so it's really great to get wholesome, high quality, sustainably sourced ingredients and have recipes that are so easy to follow. All the recipes include pre-made measured sauces, dressings, and spices so you can get more flavor in less time. And because of COVID-19, we've tried to do our part to keep ourselves and everybody that we love safe. Green Chef offers contactless delivery to your doorstep for easy home cooking. So if you're ready to try Green Chef and get $80 off your first month plus free shipping on your first box, go to greenchef.com/loved80 to redeem and for more details. Again, that's greenchef.com/loved80. That's LOVED 80. And now back to our show. I wanted to do some like, and by the way, this is like segment one. I was looking at my questions. Segment one of many that I would love to have you on to do.
Okay.
Because I have a feeling this is going to be a journey. For me anyway,
yeah,
and I want to share it with all the listeners because I want to be able to help as many women out there and men as I can who are going through this journey. I want to do some myth or truth.
Ooh.
Questions, like statements for you.
Yeah,
like
I did a like podcast, myth or myth. Yeah,
did you?
IVF facts and myths, yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
I
okay.
see if it's the same.
So here, these are just like things that I've thought. So these are statements.
Okay.
The reason why I couldn't get pregnant is because I didn't meditate on my spirit baby hard enough.
Such a myth.
Anything yeah. Is there anything you can add to that?
Well, first of all, I love when people connect with their baby, with their spirit baby. So I'm not saying that that's like, you know, all BS. I want people to go into this journey knowing that their child is already out there, right? Energy, first law of thermodynamics. This is where I get all nerdy.
Oh yeah.
Energy can't be created or destroyed, right? You can only be transferred from one form to the next. So your child is here in a form of energy that is not a physical human being yet, but it's here. And I don't want anybody to be afraid of that child or be afraid of embryos. People are so afraid of their embryos. It's like, it's in, but like, I'm not gonna think about it. Well, the heck, you're its mom. You know, we don't know why it chose to show up, but it's not totally up to us. Of course you're going to love it. What kind of mother are you? Love it. Love it today. So I do want people to connect with their children and love their children today and not be scared of that. Understand that it's not totally up to you as a mother when your child and how your child shows up. And there's always going to be, you get to choose the child showing up, the child gets to choose whether he or she shows up. So I love that. That being said, I think so often, especially if somebody's terminated a pregnancy in the past, never wanted children until recently, there's such a, this is happening because of what I did.
Yes.
And that might lead to the space thing, right? Which is going to now imbalance your hormones because your mind is constantly in this state of fear, which puts it in survival instead of reproductive mode. But you just have to think about, as much as I love that stuff, I'm very spiritual. I work with everyone, right? God, angels, guides, energy, universe. I need all the help I can get. So as much as I love that stuff, there are so many people that can't do that and don't do that. And I've worked with people that won't listen to a word I say, right? Mm-hmm. Or like pick and choose. And so they experience their whole pregnancy with this fear because they won't give it up, right? And that's their choice. They don't have to. They don't have mm-hmm. to listen to me. I'll give them the tools, strategies, guidance, support. It's up to them to actually do it. And they still get pregnant. Mm. It's not a fun pregnancy and it's not a fun motherhood. Mm. But they're constantly riddled with this guilt, fear, anxiety, which is most mothers because they haven't done the work.
Yeah.
But the beauty of like what we're talking about, if you first work on you and love you, why is that conversation happening? Like, I can't talk to, or if I don't talk to my baby, you know, or do enough, I'm never going to get pregnant. That goes back to what's beneath that.
Mm.
And how can we change that belief? And how can we just speak out of love, meditate out of love for everything and everyone, and not have that fear? That's much easier said than done, I know, but it's possible.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. That's really good. Okay. Here's the next one. This one's actually from somebody that knew I was going to be talking to you. Does drinking alcohol and caffeine affect my ability to get pregnant?
I mean, it depends. Are you a fucking lush? Like, no, I'm kidding.
You're drinking every night. It's going to be
blackout drunk. Okay. Well, we'll address both. So both of them, we'll address both. It depends. And the only reason I say that is because both caffeine and alcohol affect your sleep.
Oh.
And when you are not getting proper sleep, your hormones are unbalanced and you don't restore your energy as well. And if you have decades of that, then it's a buildup of hormonal imbalance, which you can always change, and energy reserves being depleted. So for the most part, no. Oh my gosh, like have coffee, have drinks, but you really should know how it's affecting your sleep.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, that answers that. I have a diminished egg reserve. Can I still get pregnant?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to add to that?
Again, most of my clients are more difficult cases, but almost every client I work with, not everyone, so many clients I work with come to me saying, I'm being told I need egg donor. That's the only way to get pregnant. So I'm working with you to ensure that I've done everything right before I go to egg donor. Or they say, I'm not willing to do egg donor, so it's me or nothing. And I've seen amazing things happen when people are willing to give up what they think they know and just kind of go with my program. And I'm not saying I know everything, I'm always right, but I have a proven program. I have a proven way of doing things. The faster people can give up what they think they should do and just do it, just go with it, try it my way. You're paying me anyway, right? Just try mm-hmm. The faster they get pregnant. Somebody with a low ovarian reserve or diminished ovarian reserve or a poor responder, all the same. There is a very specific way to do IVF. Not all clinics do it this way. And you have to be even better with that energy restorative practices and most naturally balancing your hormones so that when you do have hormones or take hormones, they work better, right? If you can set yourself up from being a state of abundance of energy and balance, all of the treatments work better. There are some things drugs can't do. Mm-hmm. And implantation of an embryo is one of them.
Mm.
So, but yeah, I work with diminished egg reserve. Like,
okay.
That's like always. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. That's what I've been dealing with personally. So for people out there that wanted to know, or I just wanted to share that because I can. Okay. So here's the last one. Can I still get pregnant even after the doctor has told me I can't?
Yeah.
Myth or truth?
Yeah. I think that goes back to the last question. And sometimes doctors can't do it. Okay. They can't do it. And that's okay. Even the most famous doctors, right? If they're telling you, no, you can't get pregnant. If you have eggs, okay, I don't care how many, if you have eggs, you have access to sperm or sperm available. And you have a uterus that works, right? I don't care how many miscarriages you had. It absolutely is possible. I mean, God, so many stories come to my head. I'll just tell like one, which was a woman that came to me and said, nobody will even do IVF on me. Can you help me? And I was like, no, like, what do you mean? But I said, here's the thing. Cause she goes, I only have like one ish follicle. We don't even know if there's an egg in there. Based on my hormones, based on this, nobody will touch me. Nobody will do IVF. So I said to her, she goes, and I'm not considering, I will not do egg donor, period. Mm-hmm. And she already had a baby. She was remarried anyway. So I said to her, we will know in 3 months if I can call in some favors and get somebody to do IVF, right? We will know in 3 months whether you actually need egg donor or not. And that's what I did. I called in two favors. Both of them agreed. She picked one and she did her egg retrievals. She had one genetically healthy embryo. She chose to get it genetically tested. That was her call because I probably wouldn't have because of certain things, but that was really important to her. And so then it was like, let's go balls out with this one embryo transfer. We should do everything right, everything perfectly. I can't promise anything because it's not totally up to us, but we did everything right and she had her baby. So that's just an example of, you know, no doctors would even touch her. And listen, eventually there would have been a doctor that was willing to do it. I don't know what kind of doctor that was. So I was fortunate enough that she came to me and I was able to set her up with success because she would have found somebody to do it. They just may not have been the best. So I have somebody, she's almost going to have her baby. Stage 4 endometriosis, premenopause. She was told, not only do you need an egg donor, you need a surrogate. She's pregnant. I mean, so many of my clients just
that just goes to show, like, I think it's important, especially for the women out there who know that they want to be moms and they want to carry their own babies. I feel like it's always the most important thing is to never lose hope and to just always remain optimistic and get the support that you need, the proper help, the proper coaching. And I think that that's, you know, one of the main reasons why I obviously wanted to have you on the show, because I think that you're an absolute world of knowledge. So thank you for that.
Oh, thanks. And don't feel bad if you can't have hope and positivity, because I think that's hard. That again, that's like, I know I have to be positive or else it won't happen. But I can't be positive because it's not happening.
Yeah.
And for me, what I always say is what will bring you positivity and confidence is clarity. Mm-hmm. And that's that clarity piece that what you're doing is the perfect thing to do and the right thing to do. And that's what you can't just fake it. You really need it. And that's where the clarity piece is so important for you.
Yeah. I love that. For the people that are listening to this, if there's women out there who are struggling with infertility, what are three things that you would recommend they do today? Like they just found out, like they're going through this process or they've been going through this process. What are three things that you can tell them that they can do today?
Yeah. That is, gosh, well, I mean, you know, my head goes to like, well, what's their issue?
Yeah. want to analyze.
My just head just like strokes. Included. Like, where do I even start? Okay. I mean, this sounds cheesy, but why don't, you know, I would love to talk to you, right? Start with me. The sooner that I can set you up for success, the quicker your journey will be, the cheaper it will be. And the one thing that people lose faster than even money is mental, emotional energy. Mm. So that is when people give up. It's because they are they still could afford it. They are emotionally exhausted. So again, the sooner people can come to me, the better. I would say go to TashaBlase.com and click Let's Talk. It'll either be me or Charlie. She's on my team as well. She's a support coach, and we're gonna do a whole strategy session with you, and let you know exactly what's gonna get in the way of your success, so you can either change that on your own. Or of course, you can hire us to work with. So that's the first, second, and third thing I would do, because then I'll learn what's going on and can give real direction on how to move forward. But from there, my head's exploding with what to do next, because there's, it so depends on where they are in the process, what they've already experienced, what they already know and don't know. That's a big one. What don't you know yet? You know, well, I know I have low ovarian reserve. Okay. What else? Right? Because we don't want you to have low ovarian reserve and make that precious embryo and then go through trial and error for the transfer.
Yeah.
Or doing this with IVF, per se.
Yeah. You know? So it's like the first step is to contact Tasha. Number two is what don't you know? And what's the third thing?
Yeah. What don't you know? And the third thing is forget about your fertility journey when it comes to the things you can control, because there's always going to be the science, right? That's selecting the best doctor for your case.
Yeah.
With the things that you can control and do, make it about you and not your fertility journey, because you need to be the best you, woman, first, then absolutely partner if you care to have one. There's many ways to have a baby without. Mm-hmm. And then of course you won't be a shell of yourself when the kid's five, because you're just so depleted. You're so imbalanced hormonally. You're so energetically depleted and you're like, what just happened? You know, so figure that stuff out now. Because a baby, I always love when people are like, I have anxiety because I can't get pregnant. I'm like, if you think having a baby reduces anxiety, oh my God. Like you're, oh my God. Or like, you know, my husband and I can't get along because a baby. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh my God. You think a kid's going to help your sex life or your communication with your husband?
Your partner's going to love you more because you have a child or any of that stuff. Yeah.
And fears, the things that I fear before I did all this work on myself, I would be holding my weak old baby thinking about how she's definitely going to die of alcohol poisoning once she gets to college and drinks too much. And how, when I went to Europe, how I could have been abducted. She's definitely going to get kidnapped. I will be showing her Taken. She's there. And I went through 10 rounds to have her. You don't think like every fear came up like constantly? And then what am I doing? I'm putting my body in a constant state of survival. And I mean, so figure out your fears, your anxiety, your hormonal imbalances, your period issues, your love and confidence in yourself, your less than isms now. Because it just gets worse when you bring in additional relationships into your life.
Wow. Oh, I love that so much. Tasha, thank you so much. For the people that are listening to this podcast or that are watching this, where can they go for more information or to work with you?
Yeah, just TashaBlasi.com, BLASI.
Great.
Yeah.
And I'll link.
And a lot of information to help move forward, you know, and my podcast is on there and stuff. I give a lot of strategies and recommendations and guidance.
Yeah, she's got frequently asked questions on her website as well. So definitely check those out. We'll connect all of those links in the show notes, in the show notes tab of this particular podcast episode. If you're watching this on YouTube, we'll put the information in the description below. Thank you all so much for joining us today, for listening to this podcast. Tasha, you are amazing. Thank you so much for all the work you do. Before I let you go, I want to ask you a question that I ask all of my guests, and it's pertaining to this particular podcast and why I created it. I created Radically Loved as a place for people to come to get inspired, for information, to just feel a deeper sense of community. The idea is that we are all radically loved and radically supported by God, source, whatever higher power of your understanding. So the final question to you is, how do you feel radically loved?
Oh, I feel, I mean, all I need to do is be, and I feel radically loved. So all I need to do is take a moment. And I do every morning, and I just put my hand on my heart and my hand on my my stomach, and I just feel so thankful and so much love for everything. I am so radically loved, and I have so much radical loveness for so many things. And all I need to just do is be, to feel radically loved.
Oh, I love that. That is so good. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge, your energy, and your space. And thank you for doing the work that you do. It's like you're helping millions of women out there who are going through this journey. And I appreciate you. And I look forward to seeing where my journey goes. And I look forward to having you in my corner. So thank you so much for that. And if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, and review. Share it with a friend. Share it with somebody who you know is going through the same journey. And remember that you are radically loved. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you guys soon.
Hey everyone, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I am so excited to continue to do this. Please share this with your friends. Email us, message us on Instagram at Rosie Acosta or on Twitter at Rosie Acosta. Subscribe on iTunes, write a review. We love doing this, so please help us continue to keep this podcast going. Thanks for listening.